Los Angeles city officials have promised a thorough investigation of this past week's videotaped beating of a suspected car thief by a police officer. The beating victim remains in jail on a parole violation, though prosecutors declined to file any new charges against him. The incident has prompted comparisons to the 1991 Rodney King beating, which led to riots in Los Angeles. But as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, this time the response is different.
13 years after Rodney King was videotaped being beaten by LAPD officers, this week's incident was also caught on tape, this time by a TV news helicopter. Almost immediately, LA's mayor denounced what he and the rest of the TV viewers saw, a black man, Stanley Miller, starting to surrender on his hands and knees, then officers holding him down and one of them kicking and pounding him in the head with a long metal flashlight 11 times. The LAPD launched an investigation. So did the Sheriff's Department, the Police Commission, and the FBI. Police Chief William Bratton placed the 8 police officers on desk duty as the investigations began. He met with community leaders, and he made himself available to reporters.
In this matter, we will go where the truth takes us. We will do it in a very transparent fashion. So that is our commitment, that whatever the results are, they will be what they will be.
Just a week earlier, Bratton had announced his department was reformed in response to a Justice Department investigation that showed a pattern of civil rights violations. Now people are watching very carefully the way in which Chief Bratton deals with the officers involved in this case. Journalist and author Luke Cannon, who wrote a book about the Rodney King case, notes that former Chief Daryl Gates was at first outraged by the videotaped King beating, but he says Gates handled the case very differently.
The process of investigation was conducted pretty much behind closed doors. Chief Bratton's notion that we're going to have a transparent process here is very, very important.
So far, the way in which the community reacts also could be different. On the dead-end street in Compton where the beating took place, police helicopters buzzing overhead are commonplace. Here, residents seemed upset by this week's incident, but not that surprised. They say police brutality isn't always caught on videotape.
I think it was really overdone. It was out of hand. It was just sick.
Karen Ellison says there was no reason for the officer to beat Stanley Miller.
Everybody thinks that it was excessive force, and hopefully it's handled correctly, and it doesn't turn into something really, really bad. I think that they ought to take care of it real quick, nip it in the bud, and get him out of there.
Some people here in Compton say they learned many lessons after the riots that broke out after the white police officers in the Rodney King case were acquitted. Many say they don't want to burn down their own neighborhoods again. Karen Ellison agrees.
I think that we're able to handle that kind of stuff a little better than before and not erupt. Unless they don't handle it correctly, then, you know, anything's possible. We can erupt.
On Friday, dozens of activists protested in front of police headquarters, holding long metal flashlights like the one used to strike Stanley Miller. But many African American leaders have expressed a more measured wait-and-see attitude. Journalist Joe Dominic.
I think that's a very different reaction than after the beating of Rodney King, which was an explosion of outrage where they wanted this officer tried and they wanted Daryl Gates immediately to resign from office. Nobody's saying this about Bill Bratton because he's built a relationship with the community.
Chief Bratton and many people who lived through the 1992 uprising say they're working hard not to repeat any mistakes from the past. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.